Welcome to Spanish Pod. Hello, everyone. This is your newbie lesson of the day. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. What's the title of our lesson today?
Doing the laundry.
Doing the laundry.
Yeah, no, all those chores that we love to do.
I'm looking at this dialogue right now. It's a little bit long, but I think we can get people through it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a little long, but it's not hard, so don't worry. Now, what's going to happen in this dialogue that's called Doing the Laundry?
It's going to be maybe roommates or maybe boyfriend, girlfriend, mm-hmm. husband and wife.
Okay.
And the guy is doing the laundry.
Oh, he's helping.
Yeah.
I'm very helpful. I do laundry.
Yes, but, you know, he's going to ask, where is the detergent?
Where is the detergent? Because he doesn't know where it is, right?
Men, they never know where things are around
goodness.
The house.
We're trying to help. You're trying to help,
well,
Liliana.
You're right. You're right. He's being helpful.
Okay.
Let's give him some credit.
Okay. So what are we going to listen for? What are our keywords? What's our keyword?
The keywords are no sé.
No sé. Now, that's actually a sentence.
Yes.
It means I don't know.
Yes. I don't know. No sé.
No sé.
And the second one is dónde.
Dónde. Now, that's a question word, right?
Yes.
It means where.
Dónde.
Dónde.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where, you say dónde. And then how do you say I don't know?
No sé.
You don't? Yeah, little trick. I played a little trick. It's actually called no sé.
No sé.
No sé. All right, folks. Let's listen to that dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Voy a lavar la ropa. ¿Hay detergente?
Sí hay. Abajo, en la cocina.
¿Dónde? ¿En qué parte?
No sé, búscalo.
Second time.
Voy a lavar la ropa. ¿Hay detergente?
Sí hay. Abajo, en la cocina.
¿Dónde? ¿En qué parte?
No sé, búscalo.
Third time.
Voy a lavar la ropa. ¿Hay detergente?
Sí hay. Abajo, en la cocina.
¿Dónde? ¿En qué parte?
No sé. Búscalo.
All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed the dialogue. If you didn't understand everything, don't worry. Liliana and I are going to translate it for you right now.
Voy a lavar la ropa. ¿Hay detergente?
I'm going to wash clothes. Is there detergent?
Voy a lavar la ropa. ¿Hay detergente?
I'm going to do laundry. Is there detergent?
Voy a lavar la ropa. ¿Hay detergente? Sí, hay. Abajo, en la cocina.
Yes, there is. Downstairs, in the kitchen.
Sí, hay. Abajo, en la cocina.
There is. Down in the kitchen.
Sí, hay. Abajo, en la cocina. ¿Dónde? ¿En qué parte?
Where? What part?
¿Dónde? ¿En qué parte?
Where? Where in the kitchen?
¿Dónde? ¿En qué parte? No sé. Búscalo.
I don't know. Look for it.
No sé. Búscalo.
I don't know. Go look for it.
No sé. Búscalo.
Right.
That sounded more like me, didn't it?
Yes,
like,
it did.
Búscalo.
Go look for it.
Go look for it.
All right, folks. Let's take a look at these sentences a little bit closer. Let's take a closer look. So how do you say, I'm going to wash clothes?
Voy a lavar la ropa.
All right. Now, which part means clothes?
Ropa.
Ropa. Okay. Ropa means clothes. And the clothes?
La ropa.
La ropa. Now, when we're talking about washing them, sometimes in English we say laundry, right? But here in Spanish it just says, I'm going to wash the clothes, right?
Yeah.
So how about the word to wash?
Lavar.
Lavar. Lavar. Lavar means to wash. It means mm-hmm. water and soap, right?
Yes.
Lavar. Okay. And how about I'm going to?
Voy a.
Voy a. Okay.
Yes.
Voy a means going to. Sometimes if I'm speaking English fast, I'll say gonna. Right? So I'm gonna or I'm going to is?
Voy a.
Voy a. Now that's the verb ir. And ir is, ir always wants to go with a.
Yes.
Right, going to, just like in English.
Voy a.
Okay, a means to. All right, so one more time. I'm going to wash clothes or I'm going to do laundry.
Voy a lavar la ropa.
Voy a lavar la ropa. Now, folks, I hope you are repeating along with me because, you know, you need to practice making all these sounds. How about, is there detergent?
Hay detergente.
Hay detergente.
Hay detergente.
All right. Now, what's the word for detergent?
Detergente.
Detergente.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, it sounds a little bit different in Spanish, but I'm looking at it on the page. It looks almost the same.
Yeah. Without just that E.
Just a Spanish E on the end. Detergente.
Yeah.
All right, folks. That's a cognate. It looks the same in both languages, or it looks similar in both languages. So that's the word for detergent. How do you say there is or there are?
I.
Okay, I. It's such a short word, it doesn't sound like a word sometimes.
I know.
All right, but in Spanish, H-A-Y.
I.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, is there detergent?
Hay detergente.
Hay detergente. How about, I'm going to wash clothes. Is there detergent?
Voy a lavar la ropa. Hay detergente.
And the answer is, yes, there is, or yes, there's some.
Sí hay.
Sí hay.
Sí hay.
So there's that hay again. It means there is. And the part that means yes, there is?
Sí hay.
Sí hay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the sí means yes.
Yes.
Yes, sí means yes. We knew that.
Sí.
Sí hay. Down in the kitchen.
Abajo, en la cocina.
All right, so how do you say kitchen?
Cocina.
Cocina. Cocina. That's a very important word.
Yes, very.
In my life, at least. How do you say the kitchen?
La cocina.
La cocina. That's the, if you care, that's the definite article. It's the feminine.
Yes.
Right? It means the.
La cocina.
La cocina. How about in the kitchen?
En la cocina.
En la cocina. So in?
En.
En. All right?
En.
En means in. Pretty easy. How about downstairs or below or down?
Abajo.
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 Abajo. Now that, specifically, that just means below, right?
Or yes.
We want to say down, which
yes.
is...
Yes. Abajo, it means down.
Down. Okay, so in English, we might say downstairs.
Yeah, downstairs is that abajo.
Okay, abajo, so down. So down in the kitchen?
Abajo, en la cocina.
So yes, there is, down in the kitchen.
Sí hay, abajo, en la cocina.
All right. Now, so the woman is saying, yes, there is detergent, but then the guy says, oh, where? What part? Obviously, he doesn't know where the detergent is.
¿Dónde? ¿En qué parte?
¿Dónde? ¿En qué parte? Now, which word means where?
¿Dónde?
¿Dónde? That's a question word. If you want anytime you want to ask where something is, you say...
¿Dónde?
¿Dónde? And he wants to know specifically in the kitchen, what part of the kitchen. So he says, what part? In what part?
¿En qué parte?
¿En qué parte? Okay. So en is in, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just said that before. How about what?
¿Qué?
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 Anytime you say want to say what, you say ¿qué?
¿Qué?
And then part?
Parte.
Parte. So in what part?
¿En qué parte?
Okay, so ¿en qué parte? ¿En qué parte?
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole line, where? What part?
¿Dónde? ¿En qué parte?
Okay, and so when we're speaking English, we might say, where in the kitchen, right? Where in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, I don't know.
No sé.
Okay, no sé. So this is the verb saber, right?
That's right.
Saber means to know, okay? And so how do you say I know?
Yo sé.
Yo sé. Okay, we're just using the sé part,
yes.
right? And then say, I don't know.
Yo no sé.
No sé.
No
right?
sé.
Yo no sé.
Exactly.
Okay. We can leave the yo off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, here in the dialogue, they're just leaving the yo off. So when they would say, I don't know.
No sé.
No sé. I don't know. Okay. The next part is go look for it or look for it.
Búscalo.
Búscalo. Okay, búscalo. That's the verb...
Buscar.
Buscar, to search for
yes.
or to seek. Okay?
Buscar.
Okay, buscar. What part of this word búscalo is it?
Lo.
Lo.
Yes.
Lo, that little lo on the end of the word?
That's it.
Okay, so it's all one word in Spanish?
Yes.
Okay, búscalo.
Búscalo.
Go look for it. I don't know, go look for it. How do you say, I don't know, go look for it?
No sé, búscalo.
All right. Okay, I think it's time for us to listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Voy a lavar la ropa. ¿Hay detergente?
Sí hay. Abajo, en la cocina.
¿Dónde? ¿En qué parte?
No sé. Búscalo.
Second time.
Voy a lavar la ropa. ¿Hay detergente?
Sí hay. Abajo, en la cocina.
¿Dónde? ¿En qué parte?
No sé. Búscalo.
Third time.
Voy a lavar la ropa. ¿Hay detergente?
Sí hay. Abajo, en la cocina.
¿Dónde? ¿En qué parte?
No sé, búscalo.
All right, folks, we're back, and I just want to look at a quick couple things in terms of grammar. First of all, is that little tiny word in Spanish that means there is or there are, and that is?
Hay.
Hay. Okay, so if you want to say there is something, like there's food.
Hay comida.
There's gasoline.
Hay gasolina.
There's a beautiful woman.
Hay mujeres guapas.
Oh, there's beautiful women.
Excellent. Yeah.
Excellent. I like this word. Ay.
Ay.
Okay. Anytime you want to say there is or there are. All right. Folks, the other thing that I wanted to point out are a very important couple of words that help you express what you are about to do, what you're going to do. So,
Or where you're going to go.
Or where you're going to go,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at the dialogue just quickly. And the first line is, I'm going to wash clothes, which was...
Voy a lavar la ropa.
Voy a lavar la ropa. Now, I'm going to is...
Voy a.
Voy a. Now, if you start a sentence with voy a, you can finish it off with any action, right? So, like, I'm going to eat.
Voy a comer.
I'm going to dance.
Voy a bailar.
All right. So, if you know the name for an action, you can just put it after voy a. And that means you're going to, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Can we use this just for actions?
No, you can also use it for places.
For example?
Voy al cine.
I'm going to the movies.
Voy al teatro.
I'm going to the theater.
Yes, that's correct. But why do we use al and not a?
Oh, well, I think that's a whole nother lesson. Voy al teatro. I never thought of that. We'll think of that. Let's get the committee together and figure that out, and we'll make another lesson. What do you think?
Okay, that's
All right.
Good idea.
Okay, now I just have one question before we go on to the challenge. One question about this dialogue, Liliana, and maybe it's cultural.
Tell me.
All right. Why is the detergent in the kitchen?
Well, you know, usually laundry room is next to the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
I mean, when have you seen like a laundry room on the second floor of a house?
Well, you know, in my house, the laundry is in a different wing.
Well, you're lucky.
Yeah, just kidding. Actually, no. So, all right, Liliana, what's our Spanish pod challenge for the day?
Okay, our challenge is to use one of our keywords, which is no sé.
You don't know?
No sé.
No sé, I don't know,
no
all right?
Sé.
Folks, your challenge is to go out into the world, and when you don't know something, you just say...
No sé.
No sé, yeah. I don't know.
And it's pretty easy. I mean, if they start like speaking to you in Spanish, just go, no sé.
No sé.
No sé.
No sé.
Pretty useful.
All right, folks, I hope you accept our challenge, and I hope you enjoyed this lesson. If you would like to look at this dialogue the way it's written out, you can download the PDF. You can go do some exercises or all kinds of stuff. Just go to SpanishPod.com. And even if you have questions, you can leave us a comment.
And it's time for us to say...
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.